بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Each one of us, we are fully aware that we are the servants of Allah Ta'ala and we are the ummatis of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We are also aware that the only way that we will achieve salvation, one is in the dunya also, but more importantly, in the qabr and in the akhirat, to be successful when we pass away and in the hereafter. The only way we're going to attain that success is by being obedient to Allah Ta'ala, what we call following the Shariat, all Allah Ta'ala's ahkam. When it comes to following the ahkam of Allah Ta'ala, then there are two sides to it. One is the positive things, the things that we are told to do. So when it comes to taqwa, wara, righteousness, piety. So on the one side, it means that we must do whatever we have been instructed to do. Whatever Allah Ta'ala has instructed, whether it's namaz, whether it's roza, whether it's zakat, whether it's hajj, tilawat of Quran Sharif, different ibadat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed us, so we have to carry it out, we have to do it. And then on the other hand, we get the negatives, the things that we have to abstain from. We mustn't do it. Allah ta'ala has made music haram. Allah has made riba haram. Allah ta'ala has made gambling haram. Allah has made ghibat haram, hasad haram. All these things are haram. So those things we have to stay away from. So when it comes to taqwa and wara, both these things are included. Our Hazrat Mohammed Patel Sahib Rahmatullahi, he used to say that in order for electrical current to flow, you need the positive and the negative. If you only got positive, you got no negative, or you only got negative and no positive, you're not going to get any current. Put the lights on. So, you have to have the positive and the negative, right? However, in one hadith sharif, Huzur-e Aqdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that there is no taqwa, there is no wara, like abstinence. So the ulama, they explain what is meant by this. When you come to the word taqwa, it includes both things. That what you have to do, you must do, what you must abstain from, you must abstain. So what is meant, that there is no wara like abstinence. The ulama explain that you see, if a person, he fulfills his farais, he fulfills his wajibat, he fulfills his sunnati muakkada, whatever is sunnati muakkada, he doesn't really do much nawafil, right? He doesn't do too much of nawafil. But on the other hand, he is extremely careful that he doesn't break any of Allah Ta'ala's ahkam. He's very careful. And he doesn't get involved in anything that is doubtful. He abstains from everything that is futile. Right? So when it comes to the department of nawafil, there he doesn't do too much. Little bit he does here and there. He doesn't do too much. But when it comes to abstaining from haram, from doubtful things, from futile things, there he is very, very careful. Right? On the other hand, you get a person that when it comes to nawafil, oh, he's number one. Right? You see, he reads a lot of Quran Sharif, making a lot of zikrullah, a lot of nafil charities. Right? He wants to know what wazifa to read for this, what wazifa to read for that. He got a lot of nawafil in his life, a lot of optional deeds. But when it comes to the things that we are supposed to stay away from, there he's not too careful. He goes and sits in the Khanqah also. He goes for 40 days every year in Jamaat also. Right? He's paban with all these optional things. But then he's sitting in the takeaways too and eating. He doesn't worry too much about parda. Eat day now, cousins, dozens, females, males, sab kuch andar, maskal andar. That's all he doesn't worry about too much. Right? On his phone now he's looking at some videos too. He don't worry about it too much. So on the one side, his nawafil is of a very high level. But then when it comes to abstinence, there he's not too careful. So the ulama mentioned the second type of person, he may not reach his manzila maqsood. In other words, he may not find success. There is a possibility he may fail. But on the other hand, the person whom is not doing too much of nawafil, he fulfills his farais, his wajibat, his sunnat-e-muakkada, and his weakness, he doesn't do too much of nawafil. But he is very, very careful. Anything that is of a prohibited nature, he stays away from it. Anything doubtful, he stays away from it. Anything futile, he stays away from it. Whether it's a discussion, whether it's a food, whether it's an action, whether it's a transaction, whatever it may be, right? He stays away from it. So this person is very likely he will reach his manzil maqsood. So there is no taqwa, there is no wara like abstinence. Understand? The superior form of taqwa is that person who worries more about, I mustn't break the law of Allah. It's not just about reading wazaif. See, let's take, sometimes you bring an example home, right? Then it just simplifies things to understand something, simplifies things. So now, say for example, there are people that have traveled from Pietermaritzburg and they came here for program, or they're going to Durban for program, or Johannesburg, wherever. Right? They're going. Now why are they going? You know, it's a big night. Big night, we want to cash in. We want to get Laylatul Qadr, 83 years, 4 months, who doesn't want it, right? We want it, but we want to cash in, right? So now, we want to cash in that. But now we left. The vape came out. The cigarette came out. One, two futile discussions. Now, all that we're not worried about. Somebody may have even received one video on his phone. He's showing his other friends in the car. Somebody maybe is proposed to get married, but he's not married, he's proposed to get married, right? Now, he's speaking to that fiancé of his too. So, all these prohibitions, we're not worried about it too much. But, we give lot of ahmiyat, lot of importance, I'm going to go for the program now. I want to get the 83 years. Right? So the more important thing is to check those things that are prohibited in my life. I must get it out. The things that are of a futile nature in my life, I need to get it out. The things of a doubtful nature in my life, I must get it out. Right? So that is with regards to our relationship with Allah Ta'ala. Then we come to our relationship with Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So in the Hadith Sharif, we get words like Husn Khulq, Husn Samt, Salih Samt. So what is meant by all of this? Good akhlaq, good character, to have a good disposition. What is meant by this? What is meant is to adhere to the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In simple words, to adhere to the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What was the manner, the way of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam? When Ma'aisha radiallahu anha was asked, in what she said, "Kana khuluquhu al-Qur'an." So the ulama mentioned that in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life, everything that he did, the manner in which he did it, is the best. There's nothing better. There's nothing better. There's nothing higher than the sunnah. One day, three sahaba, radiallahu anhum, they came to the home of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to find out with regards to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ibadat, how he spends his time, what he does, etc. So when they heard, so they said, man, the words of the Hadith Sharif, كَأَنَّهُمْ تَقَالُّوهَا, that they considered that now this ibadat is little. Right? So what they thought in their minds, they said, they see, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is masoom. So, in other words, since he is sinless, he doesn't have to exert himself so much. This is what they are thinking. But they say, we are not masoom. We are sinless. Right? We need to do much more than that. Our thinking is a total opposite. When we hear anything of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life, Sahaba radiallahu anhum's life, then what we say? Yeah, no, they were Sahaba. And that was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, we can't do all like that. But look at Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when they hearing what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was doing, they say, no man, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he could do like that because he is masoom. Right? He, even if he makes any mistake, Allah ta'ala made it all maaf. He didn't make no guna, but Allah ta'ala told him, everything of yours is forgiven. He is the Nabi of Allah, so he don't have to worry too much. We have to do much more. Because we are sinful people. We must do much more than this. So the one, he said, see, as for me, I'm going to fast whole year. Every day I'm going to keep roza. One way of keeping roza. Other sahabi, he said, see, me, I'm going to make ibadat whole night. From now onwards, every night of my life, till I live, I'm going to make ibadat. Whole night, I make ibadat. Not only odd nights of Ramadan Sharif. Whole life, every night, I'll spend in ibadat. And the other sahabi, he said, see, I won't marry. I won't have the enjoyment of having a wife or wives. I'll just stay single, so I don't have this benefit of a wife. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He asked them, that, is this what you all said? This is what niyat you all made. So then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to them, he says, see, I fear Allah Ta'ala more than you. I fear Allah Ta'ala more than you. But I fast, and sometimes I don't fast also. I make ibadat at night, and I lie down also. And I marry also. So in other words, he's telling them that this what you are planning to do, this is unnatural. Just stick to the sunnah. So when it comes to nafil ibadat, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, he told the sahaba, you can't tire Allah Pak. So each person will do according to how much he can manage to do. How much he can manage to do, he will do that much. But at the same time, there must be no laziness. Allah Ta'ala knows how much we can do. So a person must do how much taqat Allah Pak gave him, ability Allah Pak gave him. He must push himself and he must do. Right? But when it comes to the prohibitions, there it's not as much as you can prohibit yourself from. No. There you got to stay away, finish. So when we find ourselves falling short, if we're falling short in fulfilling the ahkam of Allah Ta'ala, or we're falling short in following the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then the reason for that is that we are lacking in love. The more love a person will have, the more love a person will have for Allah Ta'ala, the more the person will adhere to Allah Ta'ala's ahkam. The more love the person has for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the more he will follow the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So we must, how are we going to get this love? One is dua. Cry to Allah Ta'ala. Ask Allah Ta'ala for the love. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us words by which we must ask Allah Ta'ala for Allah's love, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's love. Those people who their love will benefit me. By me loving them, it will benefit me. It will cause me to become closer to Allah Ta'ala. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to make dua. The other thing is to show our loyalty to Allah Ta'ala. Show our loyalty to Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala will see, this banda, he really wants me. So why will Allah Ta'ala then deprive the person? Allah won't deprive the person. The person really wants Allah Ta'ala. He's doing things. He's showing Allah Ta'ala on the positive side and more especially the negative side. He's showing Allah Ta'ala that, Ya Allah, I'm not worried about my desires. My desires, I'm throwing them one side. How I would like to look, how I would like to dress, how I would like to behave, I'm throwing all that one side. I'm going to live my life in a manner that will make you happy. I'm going to live my life in a manner that is going to make my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happy. I'm not worried about me being happy. My Allah Ta'ala and my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be happy. Isn't that is love? Love is, you put your feelings aside. You worry about the feelings of the beloved. The one whom you love. You put the beloved's feelings first. Now with Allah Ta'ala there's no feelings. It's not Allah Pak got feelings like a human being. But that's the takaza of love. That you put yourself one side. The one whom you profess to love. Don't you see? You see poor families, right? The father, the mother, they may be just you know, making ends meet. Come eat time or some day will wear old clothes. Old shoes, old clothes. But they will see to it that the children are wearing new clothes. Why? It's a love they got for the child, right? The love that they got for the child. So they put their needs one side and worry about the child. Put the child first. That's the takaza of love. So in the same way, when a person will have love for Allah Ta'ala, then he will put his nafs one side. And he will worry about the commands of Allah Ta'ala. He will worry about the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Making the beloved happy. A person got real love. Making the beloved happy gives him more joy than making himself happy. If his beloved is happy, right, that's more joy to him than himself being happy. So when we find ourselves happy in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, or in acting contrary to the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then we won't say that a person doesn't have love. Because every believer has got a degree of love. But the love is not of the required level. The love is not of the required level. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala and also do those things that will attract the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Show Allah Ta'ala. Make amal on the sunnah. Fulfill the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Allah will bless us with His love. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. We'll have a little break now. Maybe till about... What's... About 23 minutes past. 22, 23 minutes past. If you want to have some very freshen up, or you want to have a cup of tea or whatever, you can have something and then we'll continue, inshallah, just before 25 past, inshallah. SubhanAllah, wa bihamdihi, subhanAllah.